Less Than Average Below Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say...
Kick him in the kneecaps. He can't leave the house.
No, I can't reach his kneecaps. He's size 11 feet and he's going to be a basketball player.
Do you want to give him my number then?
Well, he is.
Have you ever heard of a cougar?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, those saucy grannies from last night. It is Triple M's Tom and Ollie. The comedians don't stop, though, Ollie, do they?
Man, we can't get rid of the comedians. We said we were the second home of the comedians, and I almost regret it.
I know.
Because
we've become a drop-in centre for the comedians.
Get out of our house. But no, we've got Sammy J on tonight, which will be awesome.
I cannot wait. He's just going to be awesome.
And a bit later on, Lucy Peach as well, who's...
is she coming in tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Is she?
I think she's coming in tomorrow night, mate.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Is she cancelled again? Not again, as in like...
No, you just got the dates wrong, mate.
We'll blame them.
Yeah, do. Always do. Always blame the guests. That's what they say.
Absolutely. Or Belle, our producer.
That's true. Belle, why would you put that in Ollie's calendar, mate? I mean, come on. You have one job.
God, bad stuff for Belle.
Let's sort out our calendar. But as well as Deep Thought of the Week, Ollie, and bakeries are under the spotlight for me tonight.
Are they?
That's right. If you're a bakery... I am going to expose one of your big secrets. I'm coming for you, bakeries.
Really, Tom?
Small country bakeries, small town bakeries that are just trying to make a living, you know? Those SBOs.
And you're being mean to them.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's coming up as well as Deep Thought of the Week. But, Tom.
What?
First of all.
Yes.
There is some petty thievery going on. I've smelt a rat.
Wasn't me.
Amongst some circles in my friendship group. And
just like Craig David said, wasn't me.
It wasn't you. Well, I will put it to you what I think has been happening in terms of petty thievery. Because, look, I don't want to make accusations, but there is money that should exist that no longer exists. And that's not good. And this is not Mitcoin related. We are on the hunt for a Mitcoin. It's not about the Mitcoin from Kennedy and Malloy. It's actually more personal. Personal money that I should have. I don't have it.
Am I involved?
Yes, you are. I'm afraid I think you are involved heavily.
We'll find out what
heavily.
That is next. You two, Where the Streets Have No Name, Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Heavy.
Where the Streets Have No Name, you two. Our quest to steal a Mick coin continues within the next 20 minutes. Dangerous Dave, Kennedy Malloy's button pusher, the anchor. He's under the spotlight tonight. We did an interrogation. You'll hear the shocking, damning audio from that not very far away. Yeah. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Now, Tom, we finished up a comedy festival show not long ago, about a week and a half ago now.
Oh, and we laughed.
Yeah, look, to much applause and fanfare. It was great. Thanks for coming along.
Didn't like the ending. Could have done a better ending, let's be honest.
Yeah, ran out of time. but the show, look, we didn't go in to make money, did we? I mean, we started the show... I mean, to get a pass, which gets you into other shows.
Yeah.
We thought that'd be great. So let's make a show and just and enjoy the festival vibes. Now, look, I didn't expect to make money, but having said that, at the end of the process, when we'd sold out 7 out of 8 of the nights. Is that right, Tom?
Is that right?
You're across the admin. Yeah, it was about that for sure.
Really?
That first Saturday was bit quiet, bit awkward.
Oh, yeah,
but the rest were pretty sold out. So
yeah,
that's
true, actually.
I just kind of thought that, you know, with all those ticket sales, there'd be a bit of cash left over. So we've got a text message group, you, me, and Miles and Jono, who are the original founders of that show. And I said to you, Tom, where's the final financial statement from the show?
Correct.
Yeah. As the admin man.
Yep.
That's what you do.
I was away.
Producer.
At my friend's place, who's got a young child. I was spending some quality time with them. I decided to stop down and make a financial ledger.
You're away. I mean, you went down to see a friend overnight. The show'd be done for a week. But that's beside the point.
Sorry. Why do we need a financial ledger at that night, that stage?
Here's why, Tom. Yeah. Is because it turns out that the show, and these are your words, the show actually lost $30. Now,
it's all true.
I don't know how you figure 7 out of 8 shows selling out somehow loses money, because where's the cash going, bro? Where's the cash going?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, somehow it's come down to us being short $30. Now, I'm not casting any stones.
Did you look at the document that I sent you?
Sure did. Good document.
Thank you.
Can't hide the fact that it looks like you've been taking money.
What? Is it not?
Oh, look at you. You are guilty as. It's reprehensible.
Is it?
Now, look, whatever you've done.
It's not reprehensible. It's there, plain as day, before you in the document.
Oh, mate, there's no dodgy stealing. Spendings
what,
here.
Where's the dodgy spending?
What spendings? Lights, Office Works, Subaru XV. What's the deal there? Clearly, you've used the money on your new car, which is bull dust.
I'd like to say that we did make enough money in our show to afford any type of motor vehicle, but you both know that.
It says here that you visited Gay World and spent $100. I mean, I didn't go to Gay World and buy a bunch of it. Says here,
you sure about
accessories.
That? Are you sure about that?
Well, if I did, I wouldn't be letting it go onto a bank ledger.
The Friday nights you'd be having.
Look, whatever you've done, I forgive you. If you've been taking money,
Don't you dare come on the radio and slander my name when I slaved away as producer of that show when nobody wants to do the producer role. No offense, producer Bell, but nobody wants to do a producing role. No, it sucks.
No one in their right
it's
mind
the
does.
Worst role ever.
Well, I appreciated your efforts until we were at -$30. Look.
And at the end of the day, all I'm saying is we all put in money equally. But did we all put in work equally? I don't think so.
Oh, what are you saying?
I'm just saying Jono did nothing. You did a little bit less than Jono.
Look, mate, don't try and throw it back on me because you were the guy in charge of money. Look, I said I forgive you. Whatever you've done, the slate is clean. But I do think some petty thievery is going on.
There's no petty thievery.
And it reminds me of a high school time when a teacher of mine ended up leaving the school under a cloud of petty thievery.
Okay, I want to hear about this.
It's good. It's pretty funny.
I want to hear about this.
It's pretty funny. So I thought 13353, you've heard what Tom's done. Obviously, he skimped some money off the top of the budget.
No,
and that's a shame, but we've forgiven him.
No, we needed those $1,000 worth of beers.
And all the accessories at Gay World. But petty thievery, 13353.
What, you don't want a ball gag in the show? I'm pretty sure there was that scene with the ball gag.
Don't recall that being used in the show. Maybe in your own private show with your Trump-supporting boyfriend.
I didn't
see it during
news.
The festival. Not fake news. So if you've seen some petty thievery or if someone's got caught out just siphoning off a bit of cash.
Or could it even be like when you were younger? Like I've heard of people stealing like white knights from the milk bar and stuff. I never did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking more like cash because people like, you know, get a bit of a hoard and take it away with them and try and get away with it.
Really?
But I'll take some petty thievery of goods as well. Chocolate goods, if you will. So 13353, what's your petty thievery? And you'll hear why my teacher ended up leaving under a mire of embarrassment and thievery.
Clean words there, Ollie. 13353 with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Powderfinger with DAF, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Always get in touch via the socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Tom and Ollie. And we've got brand new Pearl Jam music not far away as well for you if you're a Pearl Jam fan.
Stop, thief. It's what I would have said to you, Tom, if I knew you were siphoning off cash from our festival show. But look, I didn't catch you. And full credit to you. You got away with it. You got away with taking a bunch of cash. We're now -$30.
Can I put this out there? Yeah. That yes, our comedy festival show did lose $30.
Which is an abomination.
But I am not the only card holder.
Well, look, it is true that you and Jono have a card.
Mm-hmm.
And I was annoyed to see that on the balance statement, the balance sheet rather, that Jono was asked to get hooks and batteries and he went to a boutique supermarket to buy those.
I know, and it cost us $30 for hooks and batteries?
I did say go to Bunnings, John, but no, John wanted to go to Renaissance Supermarket. Which dabbles in fine cheese and wine.
13353. Have you heard of a petty thief in your life?
Let's go to Damien. Mate, you're a petty thief, or as a kid you were?
As a kid I was.
Yeah, right. Let's hear about it.
We used to actually follow around the lemonade truck when they actually used to do the bottles of lemonade.
No way.
And, yeah, when the guy would take the crate down to the front door, well, we'd just go and sneak some bottles of lemonade. So we'd pick what we want, and then, yeah, we'd run like all hell just to get away from him.
Oh, man.
And would he try and chase you?
Yeah, several times, but could never catch us.
Amazing. Look at you.
Yeah.
Well done.
We actually set it up that he'd chase one of us, and while he was chasing one of us,
Yeah.
The rest of us can go and get some. So,
oh, brilliant. A decoy.
Yeah.
So there you go. Don't wait for Damien to have to say, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Just what? Move on.
Well, it's because it was on audition and not.
What?
This song. Have you heard this before?
Oh, is that why the delay in the sound?
Fergal Sharkey.
No, I haven't. I was going to tell my footy tipping story, but Brett, you've got a similar one about a petty thievery.
Yeah, a few years back, a small workplace, about 15 people, and a new receptionist. We all gave $10 each to go in the season footy comp.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she pocketed it and spent it.
No way.
It's hard not to. It's just staring you in the face, isn't it? A big wad of cash.
Yeah, so I don't know how she expected to get away with it in the end, but that was, again, she left in a bit of a cloud.
It's amazing how people can think that'll, you know, work. Tom, how did you expect to get away with taking the money from our festival show and not get caught?
I thought I could launder it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What? In a
laundromat? Well, I don't know if you remember, but Ollie, we did put the card behind the bar.
Yes.
With some beers. And all I'm saying is some nights I paid on my card and then reimbursed myself. Could I have done it there?
Oh, it's annoying.
Who can know?
Hey, I was going to say, on the footy tipping one, this guy from my school who got, this teacher ended up getting let go. He was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine, Pete. His dad came to work at the school.
No.
And there was footy tipping going on, so everyone put some cash in to play for the season. And it emerged that the money went missing. And obviously, you know, all boys school, all the boys are like, you stole the money, mister, what's your name? You stole the money. And he ended up leaving the school within the month. Not because of that officially, but definitely. I think he felt the pressure.
Oh, definitely. Scott, you've done some petty thievery.
Yeah, evening, boys. How are you?
Yeah, doing good tonight, mate. How are you?
That's good. Yeah, not bad.
Nice.
Back when we were a fair bit younger and our dads were playing cricket, a few of the young boys, there was a golf course next to the cricket ground.
Right.
And we would hide in the trees and any stray balls, we would we would go and grab them while the golfers were coming over the hill because they couldn't see.
Brilliant.
But then after a few seasons, it eventuated to any ball we saw, whether it was the middle of the fairway, still rolling on the middle of the green. Until one day the course marshal guy came out and caught us red-handed, and we got in a fair bit of strife for that. But
how many blokes were you having a hit and just going, where are my balls going?
Quite a few, and that was what we laughed at for about 2 years until we got caught.
You just watched them.
Yeah, we watched one guy look for about 15 minutes while he was yelling, I know you're in there somewhere.
133353, petty thievery. Have you experienced it? And up next, Ollie, I hate to say it.
What?
But someone in this room may have stolen from charity.
I bet you have. You are such a con.
I'll tell you about that next. This is Dire Straits, Down to the Waterline. Give us a call, 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Down to the Waterline, Dire Straits. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Dangerous Dave in the spotlight for the Mick coin. He's Kennedy Malloy's button pusher. Of course, they'll be back on your radio for the drive home next week. But we're going to be stealing a Mick coin this week. It's their beloved, beloved coins that they use in their show. Okay. Only 100 minted.
They might return on Friday to get their coin back if we can get it by then.
Oh, it's going
to
be
freaking out.
It's going to be interesting. You are with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We're asking about your petty thievery right now on this Wacky Wednesday.
God, that was good timing.
Nice timing.
What is wrong with you?
I had audition on, not on air.
Mate.
There's one button.
Yeah, one button. It's an on-off.
Hey, just quickly, someone in here is stolen from charity.
Well, it's not me, I don't think. Petty thievery is the hot topic. What have you stolen from charity?
Do you want to hear about it now, or do you want to go to the calls first?
I want to hear about it now.
I once did the 40-hour famine.
Oh, no.
And I may or may not have forgotten to send the money in.
You are deplorable.
No.
You're a despicable human.
This is what happened. I found it a year later in my mum's drawer in the sewing room.
I feel sick. That's outrageous. How much money?
$40.
That's deplorable how much money you raised. That's actually more embarrassing that you raised $40.
Patrick, you've done some petty thievery of yourself.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good. So it was a while back now when I was about 16. Me and my mates, we used to get up into trouble. And there's one thing. So we used to steal traffic cones, so the big orange ones, from just work sites around nearby and kind of take them home with us.
Right.
So that was kind of stealing. What we did with them was the best part about it. So we used to wait for the weekend or that night at about 2 o'clock in the morning and go around doing, you know, nudie runs and knocking and running and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Good fun.
And one highlight, we used to call it coning for that matter, we'd find a one-way street and put a few orange cones in the middle of the street and basically stop cars in their tracks, and it's not really bad.
It's not
One bad one. So we did actually, I did one when I was completely naked for that matter and put a few across the street, and then we'd all just leg it around the corner and wait to see what would happen. And as I was legging it away and the guy got out of the car, I've fallen down a manhole because it was so pitch black I couldn't see. And I actually snapped my arm in half. Broke my elbow for that matter. And the boys the whole time were just like, keep quiet, like, don't talk. And I was in so much pain, but because we were so worried about getting caught, I didn't want to say a single word. But yeah, I broke my arm, which was pretty interesting. We stopped doing it after that.
Yeah, you would.
The coning would help, though, with that stuff.
Yeah, true. On Twitter, Josh has said, I'm a former pay rep in the army. A legend, I don't know about a legend, right, but a legend from years ago exploited the law which made it illegal to steal 1 cent from anyone by diverting 0.9 of a cent from every army member from 11 months before being caught. And it was suggested he resigned. He now lives overseas. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And in England, this is also Josh tweeting us at Tom and Ollie.
That's siphoning money.
In England, there was a zoo, and for 17 years, people would pay the man at the car park gate the parking fee. One day, the guy didn't arrive, so the management contacted the council to organise a replacement, only to find out there were no council workers ever there. 19 years, this guy was collecting money from parking, but there wasn't even a parking thing there.
No follow-up. No one's going, where's the money?
Hopefully that's true, Josh, on Twitter, at Tom and Ollie, if you do want to get in contact. Hey, Brian.
How you doing, guys?
Good, mate. What's your petty thievery?
It happened to me, actually. I was working in a bar in Dublin, and a customer left a bit of a tip on the bar, as they can do.
Yeah.
Next guy came up, short of a few pence for his drink, so he decided to steal my tip and try and pay for his drink with it in front of me.
But you're a nice guy, Brian. You're cool with it?
Yeah, sure. I let him buy his drink and then escorted him out and drank it myself.
Brilliant stuff. Hey, the Mick coin. It's going to be thieved this week. That's some petty thievery.
You're confident.
I wouldn't call it petty thievery. I mean, it's a pretty massive thievery, isn't
it? We confronted Dangerous Dave today.
That confronting audio up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. They ask the questions you never even knew you wanted answers to.
Sarah, did you see this shrine that Ollie had of you?
Yes, and I'd like to clarify, it was actually over a year before we started dating, Ollie.
Oh.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
That's weird. The Mick coin interrogation of the button pusher, the Kennedy Malloy button pusher. Dangerous Dave is up next. But Ollie, you know what I love on this show? I love press and play on new music, mate.
Do you?
Yeah.
You love press and play on new music?
I love press and play on new music.
Well, mate, less talk and more action. Why don't you do it? What are we hearing?
I'm going to press play right now, Ollie.
Are you being Broden from Auntie Donna?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yep.
I'm going to press play on Pearl Jam. It's a new song. It's called Can't Deny Me. Oh, it sounds good already. Turn it up.
New Pearl Jam.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Brand new Pearl Jam. Can't Deny Me. That's the new song by Pearl Jam here on Triple M. New music. Tom and Ollie pressing play on it. Loving that. And I think after 8 o'clock, yeah, I'm pressing play on new muse, Ollie.
More new music.
On new muse. I'm pressing play on new muse after 8 o'clock.
Wow. New muse and new music. Both are true.
New muse music.
That's pretty cool. That's cool. Pearl Jam, new album, do you reckon? You'd think so if you got a single out, but it could be a little while away.
Doesn't have an album listed here on my little track listing, but I'd be hoping for it. I liked it. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. Mm. Those drums at the start. Hey, Mick coins, Tom.
Oh.
Let's get rich or die trying. That's our attitude. 50 cent style. We like cheap money. We like free money. We like money in any form.
Oh, it's so true.
But the Mick coins are, they're obviously minted by the Mick and Jane or Kennedy Malloy show.
That's right. You're the best drive show in the country. They'll be back live next week. They're taking their rostered week off this week. And because of that, Ollie, I thought, let's steal one of these Mick coins.
Well, the good news is,
there's only about 100 made. There's Mick Molloy's face on one side, a dick and balls on the other.
And they're worth about $40 each, which if you can secure one... What?
Aren't they worth more than that?
Well, whatever. The point is, if you can win one of those, or if you can find one for us, Tom, you'll be then fair and square with your debt that you owe me and the team from the comedy show. Because we're negative $30, thanks to you.
Stuff in it. Anyway, look, last night, after doing some snooping around the office, we found out that the person we should speak to is Dangerous Dave.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know Dangerous Dave. He presses the buttons for them. He comes back saying, Kennedy Molloy on Triple M. You know that guy.
But his voice is better than yours.
No, no. Give me a go. Kennedy Molloy on Triple M.
It's okay.
You know, I was actually up for that job as well, so he actually stole that job from me.
Give me a go. Kennedy Molloy on Triple M.
Never. But we were able...
Don't give me that face, Bill.
This afternoon, Ollie, when he was recording his weather... We decided to jump into the studio with a large spotlight to shine in his face and get some information about the whereabouts of where these Mick coins are in the building.
27 on Friday and 12, 25 Saturday. Right, thanks.
Get in, Dave.
No more. Damn it.
No more weather.
Don't you know who I am? I'm national, man.
So are we.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You are too.
Now, shut up, Dangerous Dave, for once.
Mate, you're a button pusher.
We're
about to push your buttons.
Button pusher. Yeah, thanks for that. I really love people say that. Like, you know, 30 years in radio. What
are
you?
Shut up.
All right. What's up?
Turn that light on, Ollie.
What's wrong?
Is that blinding in your eyes, Dave?
Yeah.
Are we in the dark?
If you weren't aware, this is an interrogation.
Righto.
Mate,
what?
Mate. Tom?
Dangerous Dave.
Yes?
Where are the Mick coins? We know you have them. We know that everyone wants them. Where are the Mick coins?
Mick coins are... You know, there's been 100 minted.
Oh, don't give us the backstory, mate.
We know the backstory. Where?
Mainly silver, a little bit of gold plating around them as well.
Yeah, boring. Tell us where the Mick coins are.
I think a talking parrot's been traded for a Mick coin. Woman's breast milk as well.
Don't put your social media plugs in there.
He's the best anchor. He always does the backstory before getting into it. I get it, Dangerous Dave.
KennedyMolloy.com.au.
Don't plug their show.
No.
All right, okay.
They've got billboards. We don't. They don't need a plug on our show.
All right.
Where are the coins?
Where's the coins? You know... when Mick comes into the studio...
Oh, what is this?
I'm about to tell you.
Yes.
Calm your farm. He brings in a little satchel, sachet of coins, and they sit in there, and it's like a jingle, jingle, jingle.
A little purse
of Mick coins.
Right.
Yeah, they're all in there.
The Merchant of Venice.
Well, they kind of come in into the studio when we're on air. So it's kind of like the armor guard.
Well, who's got them then?
So Mick has them.
Mick does not have them. Oh. Mick has no control over the Mick coins.
Who's got control over the Mick coins?
Do you want me to tell you? Because it's not me.
Honestly, otherwise we'll bloody...
What?
Don't finish that sentence, Tom.
No, it's
too dangerous.
I tell you, he's got the Mick coins and knows all about them. He is the man who organised the minting of the Mick coins.
Oh.
It's James Blake.
Who's that?
He's the sort of the nerdy assistant that sits in the office. Real dorky kind of guy.
Is he the one that gets the coffee from the spaghetti shop?
Not actually from the actual beautiful coffee shops that we have around the area.
That guy. James Blake. Okay, not the guitarist, the famous muso.
No, not him.
Okay. That young kid.
He's 18, 19, something? Just a fresh-faced, his first job in radio and he's struts around like, oh, I got the Mick coins.
Why is he in charge of the Mick coins?
I have no idea. Well, he organised the minting of the coins.
Okay.
That was his job, like a shit job.
Menial task.
Dangerous, correct.
Dave, give us his phone number.
Dave wouldn't have it, probably.
It's on the wall over there.
Contact
list.
Dangerous Dave, get out of here. And don't tell anyone you're in here.
I'm going to drag him out, Tom.
Yeah, do it.
Can I pull my pants up?
There you have it. Ollie, did you hear that?
Yeah, it was intense.
It was full on.
And there's a contact list on the wall that has James's number the whole time.
I know. Here's what we've done. We've given that contact list to Producer Bell. Producer Bell, in this double play between Blister in the Sun and Selling the Drama by Violent Femmes and Live, you need to call James Blake and we need to get him on the phone and find out exactly where these Mick coins are.
We need action, Tom.
We do.
For us, our show is till Thursday night. So tomorrow night's the last chance before the guys get back next week. Let's get James on the phone.
It's after this. A double play. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Interrogation up next. Whoa. Nice. Selling the drama live. Before that, Blister in the Sun, Violent Femmes, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Deep thought of the week, not far away. We'll jump into that pondering pond and get those thoughts out of your head into the pond.
That voice is borderline not okay.
Who says?
Character comedy.
All this week,
no.
We're going to be stealing a Mick coin. That's right. We're trying to find these Mick coins that Kennedy Malloy, the best drive show in the country, have minted.
It's not fair that just one show gets to have such a high quality coin.
No.
You know, what have we got in this show?
Nothing.
Some bloody fake tattoos. Some temp tattoos.
Should start giving those things
away. We need to start giving away. Because we've got like 90
left.
Bell,
can you just give them, start giving them to callers?
Any good stories we get.
Yeah. No, we don't have to do
anything.
When
we ask questions.
Just give them away. Just give them away, mate. Where are the cards that we sign as well so that the listeners feel loved? Don't I talk to you about it? Are they not coming yet?
What?
They know.
It's got to be marketing approved.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Tom, focus on the coins. This is a heist. You can't afford to just get distracted when you're in the Italian job.
Kennedy Malloy's button pusher, their anchor, Dangerous Dave. He's the one that says things like, Kennedy Malloy on the drive home. He has told us.
Hamish Blake up next.
That one boy, that's right, one young boy.
Yes.
Is in charge of the Mick coins.
James Black or something?
You nearly had it there,
yeah,
Ollie.
What's his name again?
His name's James Blake. His number was on the wall, so we've given him a call. Hello, James Blake.
How are you, boys?
Oh, what's with that attitude, mate?
Well, I just, I don't know. I heard some stuff while I was, Belle, your producer, she was chatting to me and then putting me on hold and all that kind of stuff.
Are you on the vocoder or something? What's with your voice, mate? Usually you're a lot more little boy when we meet you in real life.
I just overheard there something about a heist and Mick coin, and I'll tell you what, I get a little bit more serious when I start hearing things like that.
Well, mate, we've heard that you're the guy, for some reason, you're just a kid and you're on the show, but for some reason...
Excuse me,
you live
I'm
with
the
your,
assistant
you,
producer.
You live with your mum, it says here on this sheet I've got here.
I thought that you were the assistant to the assistant producer.
Hurtful.
Question number one, why do you get Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy's coffees from a spaghetti shop and not... I don't know, like a real coffee shop where there's several around this
like
area?
Like a cafe.
It is the nearest coffee dispensary to the studio.
Right.
And I have a really good rapport with the guys.
Okay. So you're lazy, and so that's why you're doing it, which is, I'm wondering why you're being trusted with the coins if you're simply a man who does the easiest option.
James Blake, I'm going to put it to you plainly here, mate.
Yeah, righto.
We've got a few things here. Just says James Blake shit list.
Got a lot of dirt on you.
We've got a lot of dirt, and if you don't tell us where these coins are, things are going to start being said on national radio, mate.
Righto. Yeah. Now, you're aware that Triple M has an HR department?
Sure.
Okay.
Don't care.
Okay, flouting
Is this coming
it.
From James? Someone who doesn't have his driver's license?
Okay, all right, okay.
We will work down the list until you tell us where the Mick coins are.
Righto.
Is this also coming from the guy who only uses Siri to do anything on his iPhone?
Okay. All right, okay.
Oh, you're already giving in, so where are the Mick coins?
No, that's not too embarrassing, but...
Oh, mate, we've got a lot
apparently
worse.
You only wear one pair of shoes, grey runners.
We'll leave it there.
What's
okay.
with that?
All right.
Hang on, why do you often hook your glasses on your shirt neck?
Because they're reading glasses and I don't normally carry my case with me. Okay, all right.
James, where's the coins?
Where are the Mick coins?
Mick's going to kill me. They're in the building.
Obviously, yeah.
Yes.
Level one.
We know the room.
Yeah, we know that. We know where they are. They're in your office, obviously.
Where in the office are they, James?
Oh, I wouldn't be going in there.
Well.
Okay, well, this is what's going to happen. You used to do some student radio, and I've got in my hot little hands here, I have just a little skit that you used to do. Let's press play on that, James, until you
Hang
tell
on,
us.
James, do you know the skit? Do you know what it is?
No, it could be so good.
It's just you, on your own. Here it is. We're going to play
You've
it out.
You've heard of McAfee security software to make sure that your computer doesn't get affected by viruses.
Shut it down.
Yep, so where are the coins, mate?
Poor attempt at... Satire.
Yeah, it really
Where are the coins?
We've played the whole thing. It is a poor attempt at satire.
Where are the coins, mate?
You've heard of McAfee
okay,
security
all right, okay. They're in a
sure
they're in the drawer.
They're what?
They're in a drawer.
In a drawer.
Which drawer?
Is it locked?
Affected by viruses. Now introducing McGaffey for governments trying to save themselves from themselves.
It's painful. Turn it off.
Stop your leader from making references to...
James.
It's in a top drawer. I can't remember which one it's
Yes,
black.
You do. Come on. It's a black top drawer.
Black top drawer.
Is it locked?
I unlocked it this morning. I don't know if I locked it again.
Good, because you're lazy and you buy coffee at a spaghetti store. Great. Thank you, James.
That's it. James, you're out of here. That's all we need you for.
See you, James Blake, if that is your real name.
See you, who the guy who was once an internet meme, the train
he
seat
He still
shirt.
Lives with his mum.
Oh, it's ridiculous, so isn't it? All right, Ollie, we've got the location. Tomorrow night, live on this show, let's steal that Mitcoin, baby.
Yeah, not tonight. I'm stuffed.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Learning to Fly, Pink Floyd, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We'll get into the Pondering Pond soon with Deep Thought of the Week, but we've just heard from James Blake, who is the assistant producer on Kennedy Malloy, the best drive show that the country has ever seen, and it's returning next week live. They're having their rostered week off as Mick Malloy and Jane Kennedy need a little break. We're still working.
The best drive show, Tom, and the richest drive show, it seems. They've got their own Mick coin, their own Bitcoin with Mick Malloy in it, and we want one. We want a piece of the action.
Now, we've just heard where they are in the building. Now, everyone's gone home in this building, Ollie. We've got the building to ourselves. What I want you to do now is jump on your phone.
Well, the plan was to get it tomorrow, but we figured that's a bit lazy.
Yeah.
Let's just speed track this thing.
Yeah.
And go now.
Okay, that's brilliant.
You know what I mean? Like, why wait around?
We were going to get you on the phone, right?
Yeah.
To go down. I've just been told that we can have a roving microphone. That's the type of technology that this radio station has. So we can actually put you on a microphone and put you down.
Yeah, what, in a week though? Like, can we do it now?
Can we do it now? We can do it now?
Wow. All right, I'm going to go now.
All right.
I'm going to go to the office. Okay. I'm going to get this coin.
Ollie, you go now. Head down into the office.
I'm going to go home.
And we'll touch base with you after this quick break. Moments away from everyone having their own Mitcoin.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yes, it is. Ollie's not here, though. He's somewhere in the building, as all this week we've been trying to steal one of Kennedy Malloy's Mick coins. There's only 100 that's been minted, but apparently only 10 have been minted so far. Ollie, where are you in the building?
Tom, I've just entered Mick and Jane's office.
No way. Now, you can watch this live on the Tom and Ollie Facebook page. Just search Tom and Ollie with a Y.
Stuff here. Okay, so I want a black drawer. There's a black drawer here.
Okay, because that's what James Blake, the assistant producer of Kennedy Malloy, said the Mick coins were.
And now I don't want to jump the gun. If I just open it and they're just here, is that enough build up? What do you think? Is it potentially too easy?
It's pretty shameful if they're just in a black drawer, isn't it?
It really shows that we could have just got them
at any time.
Monday.
But you know what's funny? Nobody in the office actually does know where these coins are.
True. You know what I'm going to do, Tom? There's actually three drawers. There's a bottom one that's quite big and then two smaller ones on top.
Okay.
Start with the bottom drawer.
Okay, yep. And if it's not this one, we'll go to a song.
Nothing in there. Nothing in that drawer.
What's in the drawer?
Nothing in the bottom drawer.
Okay, well, we have to go to a song now, mate.
No, hang on. Oh, nothing in the second drawer.
Okay, this is great. All right, up next, you are going to hear the third black drawer in Kennedy Malloy's office be opened.
Yeah, man, I'm pretty pumped to open this bloody drawer.
Oh, mate.
And we're live on Facebook as well, Tom.
Yeah, I know. I said it, mate. And I'm as keen to open that drawer as you are and as everyone in the country is, buddy.
I might open it during the song.
No, don't do that because then they'll ruin it, won't it?
Yeah, true.
All right, it's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stick around, a Mitcoin up for grabs soon. Triple M. Every rose has its thorn. Poison. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Ollie is not in the studio right now. He is somewhere in the building. Ollie, where are you?
Tom, I am still sitting in Mick and Jane's office. I have an office. Can I just say that?
Yeah, tell me about it. Now, you are in Kennedy Malloy's office, the best drive show in the country from 4 till 6. They'll be back live next week. While they're out of the building, we've decided to steal a Mitcoin, the currency of that show. Ollie, we've been revealed from their assistant producer that the Mitcoins are in a black drawer. Now, you've opened 2 out of 3 black drawers. Is that right?
I've opened 2 of the drawers that James said that the coins weren't in, which is a bit of a suspense-building activity.
That's good.
And so there's one drawer to go. We had a live Facebook video on Tom and Ollie, but it did die.
There's
a lost connection, but we're back live.
Okay,
so,
great.
Tom, this is a huge opening of this drawer, both for the radio and for Facebook. Are you ready for me to open this drawer?
Ollie, open that drawer?
What if there's like four, what do you think?
Dirty Deanna needs to stop talking. We're now not on just on Facebook. We are broadcasting live across the country. Okay, so Ollie, open that drawer and let's find the Mitcoin.
All right. Well, is that a pouch for Mitcoin? Oh, there's nothing here but bloody staples, Tom.
What's it? What's there?
Staples. Nothing but staples.
Have they stitched us up?
Oh, there's another black drawer. There was a second black drawer.
There's a second black drawer. Ollie, you're dragging this out, mate. This couldn't be more suspenseful.
Oh, my God. I thought we'd just been had. I'm gonna again open from the bottom.
So is that four drawers? How many black drawers are there in that office?
Well, there's two sets of black drawers. I just saw this one just now.
Oh God!
Okay, I'm opening the second one. It's probably not here. It's not. It's just CDs and whatnot. This is the one. This is the top drawer that James said it would probably be in.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Oh, bingo!
What have you got?
We got a whole bunch of stationery and pencils and scissors and mints.
Yeah.
And we've also got a bag of mint coins, Tom.
Are you serious, Ollie?
Listen to this.
What's that sound?
That's the sound of sweet, sweet coinage.
Oh, mate.
They're pretty nice.
Mate, get back into this studio. Bring the whole bag, I reckon.
Yeah, bring the whole bag.
Bring the whole bag. Who cares about one? Let's steal them all.
And there's real money here. I'll get some 20-cent pieces as well.
Yeah, bring the money as well. This is brilliant stuff. Guys, you are all now richer. We have a bag of Mitcoins in our hot little hands. That was way too long and way too suspenseful, but let's go to Nirvana. Come as you are. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We're rich, baby. We're rich. Come as you are, Nirvana, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. I'm pressing play on brand new Muse music. That's right. New Muse music very soon. Look, we may even run out of time for the Pondering Pond and Deep Thought of the Week because Sammy J, comedian, is coming in here. And oh my God, Ollie.
You hear that, Tom?
What a day. What is that?
That is not real money. Bitcoin money in the version of Mitcoins, mate.
Not Bitcoin. It's got nothing to do with Bitcoin.
Mitcoin? Yep. What's a play on word of Bitcoin?
Yeah, but it's not a Bitcoin.
No, it's a Mitcoin.
It's a Mitcoin!
Yeah.
How many coins do you have in your hot little hands that we've just stolen from the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show?
I don't know, man. Too many to count. Let's just say that. And my hands are hot and sweaty.
I mean, we went into this only wanting to steal one Mitcoin.
But, baby... You told me to steal the whole bag, and I have.
Mate, I'm happy about this. I'm happy that we've got all the coins.
Okay, I'll count them. There is...
There's 10 coins? What are they going to do when they come back to work on Monday? You know, rocking in at 3:55, going, where are the coins, guys? You know?
Well, James Blake, the young kid, will be obviously here, you know, midday.
It's going to be his funeral at about 4:05, I reckon.
He might lose his job. I feel bad for him.
Here's what I want to do. 1-3-3-5-3, what should we do with these Mitcoins? While we have them, what should we do?
Count them.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of Triple M Club people in the building right now waving to us,
saying that
they want the Mitcoins.
They're doing
the deal sign from Deal or No Deal. I mean, guys, don't be stingy. You've got yourselves a beanie and a couple of stubby holders. You stingy bastards.
Yeah. You can't have the coins, guys.
No.
I had to work long and hard for these for the last 8 minutes. And I was sweating bullets.
Someone wants to trade you a lighter for one of the Mitcoins, Ollie.
So Triple M.
1-3-3-5-3. What should we do with these Mitcoins? Give us a call now so that we may have enough time to jump in the Pondering Pond for Deep Thought of the Week. What do you reckon we should do, Ollie?
Well, honestly, I mean, do we just be good guys and honest thieves and steal one the way that, you know, your Robin Hood would steal one?
No, that's boring.
What? You want to steal the whole bag?
Yeah, I want to steal the whole bag of coins, mate.
Oh, I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
What's their whole collection, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They shouldn't have left them unattended. They shouldn't have taken their rostered week off. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. So, but when they come back, what are we just going to get flogged for it? I've got thieves' regret. Can you hear it? Can you hear my voice?
I can.
I was on the high of thieving and I was feeling like a winner and I'd done a great con.
Adrian on 1-3-3-5-3. What should we do with these Mitcoins, buddy?
I think you should glue them to the desk so they can't pick them up.
Oh. I reckon that's pretty good. Glue that's one good. Down yeah. To a surface and then watch them just try and pick it up.
I like that, Adrian. I don't know. I don't really want to put any glue on them on Mick's face, though. I feel like that's, you know. That's...
Put it on the Deacon Bull side.
That's true. I mean, you don't really want glue on there. Are we going to get to Gene, producers, or are you just going to put him over on the left and then put him on hold so I can't go to him? Can we go to Gene? Can we go to Gene? Everybody, come on. There we go. All right, Gene on 133353. What should we do with the Mitcoin, Gene?
I think we should replace them with 10 chocolate coins.
Well, they do resemble the chocolate coins because they've got that very sharp, shiny gold.
Okay, that's a good one. That's really nice, Gene. I reckon we can do that. That's a brilliant idea.
Good gag for them too.
Oh, great gag. And they get a little chocolatey treat, yes. So they're not going to be as upset.
A consolation prize, if you will.
We do need to put a note in there saying that we have stolen them. We need to put a calling card of some sort.
Can we give one away for the most ridiculous reason tomorrow? Because you know how they're giving them away. Can we just give one away for the most absurd reason ever?
Oh, I don't know if I want to give one away. I'm scared about that. I wanted to steal them and then give them back, you know, if they did something for
us. Oh, you pansy. You're all about take them all, but give them back. Mate, stuff that. Commit to it.
What should we do with the Mitcoin? 133353.
I don't want to steal all 10, but I do want to steal at least one, maybe two, and actually give one away.
Jump on that phone. Tell us what we should do with these Mitcoins, because I'm an ends on what we should do. This is Walk on the Wild Side, Lou Reed. You're with the Thieves, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Walk on the Wild Side. Already have Lou Reed. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Sammy J not far away. Funny man. I mean, he needs no introduction.
No.
But right now, look, we're a little bit nervous in the studio, aren't we, Ollie? Because we've just stolen 10 Mick coins. Kennedy Malloy's currency. They're away all this week. They're not in the building. Next week, they'll return to find themselves an empty drawer where there's no more Mitcoins.
And apparently, these are the only ones that have been made so far. I thought there was 100, and so this is just a small portion, but this is the only minted bunch. So I almost feel like we've gone too far already.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried for my job.
Because, you know, you've got to look at our show versus their show in terms of billboards. And they have...
How many billboards do they have?
Well, I mean, I've seen probably 3 or 4.
And that's only in one city.
Yeah. So how many more are there?
How many billboards do we have again?
I'll just put through the system. 0. So that if that's the kind of scale of power,
however,
you can see that we haven't got any power.
If you measure the show in free pizza, currently we're rich in free pizza. How much pizza do they have? Not much.
No. Well, their show's on holidays. But we are rich in coins right now. So look, I mean, we've done the deed. We've got to commit to it. We can't back away. I reckon... We can give one away. I also like Adrian's idea about sticking one to the floor.
Yeah, I like that as well. So they bend down to pick it up.
It's a constant reminder of them. And then everyone will go, who did that? And they go, Tom and Ollie.
Oh, good. It's a way to get our name out there.
We'll go, yeah, we did that.
James, what should we do with the Mitcoin 133353?
Hey, Tom and Ollie, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good, James.
Love your show, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, James.
Well, actually, you haven't stolen the coin. You know, basically what you could do is not let him think that you've stolen the coin. Leave it there for him. But actually, you know how the wishing well works? You know, leave the coin in a toilet bowl in the water. Leave all of them there.
Yeah.
So he can, when he comes back on his holiday, he can go and fetch it out himself.
Can we combine the gluing idea with a urinal? And glue one to the bottom of the urinal. Because Mick would be going to the bathroom there.
No.
Regularly.
That's horrible. And then you have to wee on his face each time.
He's weeing on his own face.
No, that's not. I don't think that's respectful.
You don't like that?
No, that's not a respectful.
Oh, but stealing's respectful. Yeah. Now you've found your morals. Good on you.
Shane, what should we do with the Mitcoin? 133353 if you want to get involved.
G'day, lads. How are we going?
Yeah. Well, nervous, Shane. I mean, I feel like our job's on the line here. What should we do with them?
I think dump them all in the ocean, far out in the ocean, so in 1,000 years, someone thinks they find treasure, and all they get is Mick Malloy's face.
But you know what? It could be one of those things where, like, in 1,000 years, like, a whole civilization has been formed around this coin, and, you know, someone's been deemed a god because they have the coin.
Yeah, you'll be like the Sphinx.
Yeah, exactly. Or Madagascar or some kids movie.
I don't own a boat, Shane, so that's going to be a difficult one to do. What do you reckon, Joy? What should we do with the Mick coins?
I reckon you should give them back to their rightful owner.
Oh, get out of it, Joy.
No.
Oh,
seriously?
Come on. Are you serious?
No. Seriously? Oh. Yes. Because the rifle owner might need those coins.
Who?
Desperately.
Who?
What'd you call him?
I said the rightful owner might need those coins.
Right. I thought you said the ruffle owner.
No, not the ruffle owner.
We're boys from the bad side of town.
Yeah, I know.
The wild side, you could say. So you can't talk us down from this. We're reckless. So take your
actually,
your fear.
Actually,
yeah.
Actually, two of those coins belong to me.
Yeah, whatever. Why?
Because I left them there the other day.
I'm not buying that.
I'm not buying that at all. I mean, who's this? Joy, you're crazy, mate.
Names would be silly, not Joy.
People are getting involved on Facebook as well. I like Michael's suggestion of sending them on a treasure hunt to get them back.
Oh, fun. A scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Mick would love that. And the man who took 43 steps.
Michael on 133353. What should we do with these Mick coins?
Hold them ransom.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
That way Mick has to buy them back from you.
Yeah,
with real money.
That as well.
Because let's be honest, he's definitely earning more than we are.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold them ransom and see what they do on Monday with their show.
Yep.
I like this,
A lot
Michael.
Of folks are saying vending machine on the Facebook.
Yeah, they're not going to work in the vending machine. Vending machines are smart these days.
It's a go-to answer on Facebook, but it's a very dumb answer.
Michael, does that mean we need to put a calling card or something where these coins were?
He does have a chamber pot in his studio.
That's true.
So you could put a note in there for him.
Okay, that's a good idea. So put a note in the chamber pot saying you want your coins back. Contact Tom Nolly on Facebook.
That's right. Then you get more exposure too for your show.
DM.
Oh, hang on. What was that, Michael?
Then you get more exposure for your show as well.
I think Michael's cracked the code.
Bravo. Yeah.
Good one, thinking. Michael. You've cracked the code
mate. I still think stick it in a urinal with some glue.
All right. Well, we'll reconvene tomorrow night. And if you're in Sydney or Brisbane, you'll have to check out the podcast via the Triple M app. You can catch up there to see what happens with the Mitcoin story tomorrow night. Sammy J, not far away.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Ollie, put those Mick coins
Sorry,
away.
Who wrote that? Two best mates. Two best colleagues. That's what it should say.
Fair enough. Sammy J is in the building. I cannot wait to speak to him. He's got a brand new show coming out. I've just heard it might be sold out, so there might be no point having him on the show, Ollie, but that's totally fine.
He's got other pots on the boil, don't worry.
He certainly does. But before that, Ollie, you know I like new music, right?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I like new music.
Well, I'm the DJ, but yeah, you love new music. What have you got for us, Tom?
You know that little band called Muse?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is new music by them. It's called Thought Contagion by Muse. Wow. New music here on Triple M. Sammy J up next, Tom and Ollie. That is brand new music from Muse. It's called Thought Contagion. Where else would you get new Muse? But here on Triple M, Tom and Ollie are with you. And we are the comedian's second home, Ollie.
Speaking of muses, Tom, hey, am I right? Comedians need their muses.
Yeah.
And I reckon Sammy J must have a couple of pretty smart switched on muses because he is a very talented man, comedian, writer, and musician. Sammy J, welcome to the show.
What a bloody thrill. Thank you so much. It's a real thrill to be here, and I hope you enjoyed my cameo in that Muse single. They actually flew me over to London. I played three notes on my Casio keyboard. I slipped it in the second verse. You might have missed it.
Was that the da-na-na?
Exactly. That's one. Yeah. Listen, one of you was listening.
Yes.
Come on.
I was like, is that Sammy J?
Yep, totally. It's Twinkle Fingers here. As nobody ever called me or will again.
Tom, play the sound effect of a guest entering.
I did. Didn't you hear it?
No, the guest entering.
I did.
That Rob loves. That Rob likes.
Oh, yeah, this one. Yeah.
Now, Sammy, we've had a lot of complaints about that sound effect last night, the night before. Do you understand why? People have been messaging saying, do not play that sound.
It's a very irritating throwback to many moments in my life.
Yeah.
But, you know, your listeners, I assume they're not like, you know, not switch off as a result.
Well, some threatened to.
Well,
really?
There was several messages on our Facebook page that said that they've been listening to Triple M since the 1980s.
And they were considering changing. A lot of F-bombs in the message as well.
Yeah, okay.
They were considering changing because of the sound effect that goes...
Look, yeah. I tell you what, I think if someone's taking the time to engage with you and tell you they're not going to listen, you've got them for life. They're not going anywhere. They're just like the grandmas who ring the television stations to complain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they always love writing a letter.
Now, Sammy J, I want to ask, because I've wondered this many times, and I'm sure if I've wondered it, I mean, I love comedy, but I still don't get it. Others might think the same thing. Mm. Randy is a puppet you perform with regularly. Are you performing Randy ever yourself in some amazing way or not?
So, no, to be very clear about this, I am not the world's greatest ventriloquist.
Yeah, yeah.
The number of times I've done a full show with Randy, we're singing two-part harmonies. Someone will say, I love how you do the puppet as well. You're just great.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Randy is his own person. He's his own man.
Yeah.
He's literally, as we speak, he's just arrived in New York. He's doing a solo run for 8 weeks.
No way.
That's true. It sounds like a joke, but it's not. Wow. So, Randy's his own. We tried to put this to rest at the comedy gala this year. We did a joke where I got up on stage pretending to operate Randy, and then Randy popped up as well. So it was like, oh, and then even then people were like, oh, that was amazing. There were three of you.
Mate, for the true believers, that's like, this is even better.
Yeah. So look, I would love to take the credit, but no, Randy and I met at a comedy gig in Melbourne 12 years ago and just dug each other's stuff. And
really?
You know, man and puppet combined.
Yeah. And so is the man who runs Randy, can we say his name?
Look, there's a guy called Heath McIver who hangs around with Randy a lot.
Okay. Right.
I can't confirm or deny. Yeah, He's a dodgy man. He's got a big criminal record as well.
Yeah, right.
Randy's basically a tax evasion technique for him.
Okay. And so you do a bit of both. Do you enjoy performing solo? Is that a different feel for you?
Very different feel. In my solo stuff, I tend to, I'm more personal, if you like. I talk about my family and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Randy and I just inhabit a really stupid fictional world where anything goes. So it's both are fun. You know, when I'm on my own, I can tell a joke and I don't have Randy cutting in and stealing the punchline all the time.
Right.
But then when I'm with Randy, he's hilarious and he takes the punchlines, which is also great. So.
Yeah.
We saw your show when we were doing radio up in Albury. Was it Sammy J and Randy Land?
That's right.
It was brilliant.
It was our fictional theme park opened.
Yeah.
There was some severing of bodies and things that were happening in that.
A lot of stuff. There was the, I can't speak out of turn on the radio without knowing your exact rating, but there were rides that shall not be named.
Yes.
That was the sort of, a lot of people have seen us on TV briefly and think we're a kids act and you stay, you come to a show and within a few minutes of Randy.
Well, I mean, you think that you're a kids act, but you're now doing playground politics on the ABC some weeks as well. Ooh. And you've written a children's book, so...
Well, yeah, you're right. I've got a problem.
See,
Playground Politics is a parody of Play School talking about politicians aimed at adults, but then kids started watching it because it looks so authentic. And so now the ABC on all the online stuff have to put a promo that says not for kids.
Yeah.
Because people were complaining because they were the kids. My first episode was called The Faustian Pact, and it's me dancing with a little doll of Malcolm Turnbull. And all these toddlers around Australia were learning how to make a satanic pledge. And the ABC, talk about people complaining, the ABC got a lot of complaints like that.
Right, you're too authentic. It's almost like you're straddling this weird space where it's, you're doing both too well and now you're not even sure what you're meant to be doing.
I don't even know who I am. Yeah. Like, I don't know where I'm sleeping tonight. Someone just keeps paying me and I turn up.
Don't worry, mate. You're in the comedian's second home. You've always got a bed here.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Let's talk more about this children's book up next as well. But if you do want to watch Playground Politics, you can head over to iView. I'm guessing it's all on there.
iView. Just look for me. You'll see the skinny, gawky, blonde guy and that's me.
Brilliant. And you've also got a show out this Sunday, but it's sold out. So there's no point plugging that.
I know. It's my big chance to be on Triple M and I've sold out my shows and I've been pointing being here.
Right. Sammy J's hanging out with us. Let's rip into some divinals now. Science fiction. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, the comedian, second home. Science fiction divinals, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, naughty after nine, not far away. We'll ask Sammy J is in here as well. Comedian Sammy
one,
J.
Ask that middle one.
We will ask for naughty after nine. Sammy J, do you masturbate in front of the mirror?
What I will say is, did you hear my notes in the divinal song you just played?
Oh.
There were four chord progressions that were me.
Is that you?
And I was masturbating as I played them.
Don't dodge the question, mate. Mirror, yes or no? No, we'll get to that later on.
No.
It's a thing, though. It is a thing, apparently.
Apparently, he says. ogling himself in the large wall-to-floor mirror that Triple M had installed for your own self-pleasuring.
Mate, your album, Skinny Man, Modern World, received an ARIA nomination for Best Comedy Release. How good's that?
Didn't win. Thanks for pointing it out.
No worries. Just reading the sheet here, though. You know, it's going through it. You were pan-picked by Neil Patrick Harris to appear in Montreal Gala. You've got a very good list of things to your name, young man.
Well, that's kind. I mean, the fact that I'm a musical comedian, for me, is the funniest thing of all, because I just sing stupid songs on piano, but then I do get to Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris called us, Randy and I, and invited us to Montreal, which was insane. For like 2 days, we did shows with him on stage, and we were like backstage with him eating sushi with his private chef. It was insane. And then like 2 days later, I was back in Melbourne changing nappies for my daughter.
what was the show?
It was a variety show that he put on at the Montreal Gala, and he was trying to get acts that weren't just, you know, a traditional stand-up acts. He wanted like music and song and dance, and he'd seen our stuff on YouTube. And
no way.
His people got in touch with our people, and we were like, oh, yeah.
So
okay, we'll do that.
So was it through your people? It wasn't like just a call from Neil Patrick Harris.
No, I wish it was
phone.
Like, imagine that. It's Doogie Howser. Don't call, by the way, don't call Neil Patrick Harris Doogie Howser when you meet him. He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like that. You did it?
I did it, yeah.
Oh, no.
I know, it's not good.
Not good. Hey, mate, tell us about this children's book that you've written as well.
Yeah, I've written a book. It's called The Long Class Goodnight. It came out a week ago. It's my first book. It's aimed at, I guess, 8 to 12-year-olds. But adults have so far enjoyed it. Long Class Goodnight. It's about a little nerd who starts. It's his first day of year 7, and his parents sit him down in the morning and tell him that he's destined to be a loser. Oh. And he should just admit it, accept it. Like his granddad was a loser, his great-granddad was a loser. So it's all about this little nerd trying to find his way. And basically, without spoiling the ending, because this happens like 6 chapters in, but he breaks the school bell, so everyone has to stay overnight at school.
Oh, so it's like a novel. It's not like
it's a full novel. It's a full novel, mate. Full novel.
Full novel.
It's like no pictures.
Young Vic.
Young Vic. YA. Middle grade. YA.
Oh, yeah, right.
Full novel. 240 pages. So,
and how does it feel to be the book of the month at Dimmick?
God, dude.
Mate.
You are nailing this promotion.
God. Tom can read a sentence with the dot point.
Look at this sheet. I mean, there's too much info on this. And right down the bottom it says Book of the Month, at Dimmick.
Well, I want to thank the good people of Dimmick who selected it as Book of the Month.
Yeah, all right, mate. I'll do that. Come on.
Okay, you do it.
Do you have kids of your own?
I have kids of my own.
Do you test out your comedy or your books with them?
So I've got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old daughter, and I read this book to the 5-year-old, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to go over her head. This is aimed at like 10-year-olds. And she followed every word and loved it. So I was like, oh, that's sort of good, but maybe I've written a younger book than I realised.
Or she's a genius.
Maybe she's a genius.
You know?
You know, I mean, she does have Randy babysitting her.
Yeah.
All the time,
so. Wow.
You don't want
that's confronting.
Randy babysitting? No. Jeez, we saw his spot at the Festival Club in Melbourne the other week. He's a filthy, filthy.
Hey, lay off Randy. He's not here to defend himself.
Yeah, all right.
Filthy in the best way.
Yeah.
He would be able to answer our question after 9 o'clock, I reckon.
Let's just bring it forward. Let's pretend it's daylight savings. Let's go there now.
You want to go there now?
I'm ready. Oh, am I ready? You tell me.
Mate, we can. Do you want to ask the question?
I'll ask the question.
All right, hang on. Let me play the content warning and the opener.
This is crazy.
Hang on. So I'm asking, not answering.
Yeah, you're going to ask the question.
Is someone going to
I'll give you the phone number to read out.
All right, hang on. Let me play the opener. Let's go early for Naughty After 9.
M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Not 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
It's unheard of, but the opener has been played before 9 o'clock.
Sammy, 10 to 9.
Oh, mate. Later on, we'll be asking if you've got an online fetish profile, but Sammy J's in here. He really wants to ask a question.
Yeah. I'm feeling all hot under the collar right now. This is beyond thrilling.
Shouldn't have worn a hoodie.
This is steamy. Oh! Get out of it. The hood is on. Okay, so I have a question for you, cheeky, sneaky, dirty little listeners. And the number that you can call us to answer the question once I've asked it, grab your devices and write this down, baby. It's 133353. And this question is going to be so filthy, you're just going to sick up in your guts.
We try and play it pretty cool. Like,
oh, okay,
like
more.
We're pretty smart
oh,
and
yeah, okay, cool.
capable.
So, capable, casual. So,
yeah, yeah.
So here's a question. the first one? Is that the one you want?
Middle one. That second.
Oh, okay. Well, you already answered this one yourself. But listeners, do you masturbate in front of the mirror? That is the question that is going out there now, live on the airwaves, out of my mouth, much to my regret. Do you masturbate in front of the mirror?
We'll go to a song. Do you have time to hang around?
I will not go anywhere until I get an answer to this question.
Great. Yeah, good.
Normally we say, you know, I've got a show to go to, you've got to rush off, but you're doing one show and it's on Sunday. It's sold out, so no excuses.
I'm here until Sunday asking this question.
133353 for Naughty After 9, before 9. Do you masturbate in front of the mirror? Tell Sammy J.
It's a safe space.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Do you see what I see, hunters and collectors? It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Look, I would normally say that Naughty After 9 isn't far away, but we're getting into it now. I'll play the content warning as Sammy J is in here doing Naughty After 9 with us.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's
Naughty After Nine.
You could say that Sammy J is Randy, Tom.
Oh, guys.
Because
stop bringing up the Randy stuff. It's starting to get awkward.
You couldn't help but get into the naughty stuff, Sammy, which I like.
Yeah, no, look, I threw myself pretty hard into this segment, and I take full responsibility for that. I guess you could say it was my first time. I was nervous. You know, it was only 3 minutes ago that we suggested doing this segment, but here we are, and I'm ready to go.
Well, tradition normally says that we one of us shares a personal story first. Mm-hmm. So for this question, do you masturbate in front of the mirror?
133353.
Did you want to kick it off?
Only in front of the David Jones mirror out the front in the Mall. And I also put a hat out. Last time I earned $17.50, and that was followed up swiftly by police apprehension. I bailed myself out with the earnings, and life continued apace.
Great. Well, we're going to have to move smoothly from joke answers to real answers as kind people share their honest lived experiences, Tom.
Jimmy on 133353, good evening.
G'day, mate. How you going?
You masturbate in front of the mirror, Jimmy.
Mate, I do.
Tell us, what's the motivation? I'm asking you here seriously. Is it because you want to see yourself? Is that a big part of it?
Well, I do. And you know what? I've got a full-length mirror in my bedroom, and I fully shave, and I like oil up and like looking at it.
Really? You oil up?
Well, I do it.
Yeah,
mate.
A full-length, do you work at a carnival, and do you have a house of mirrors, Jimmy?
No, I don't. I'm a glazier, actually.
Okay.
Oh.
Because the House of Mirrors would make, you know, the appendage, you know, all wonderful in wild ways.
Depending on how tall you are, it might look smaller.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Well, I'm about 6'4", mate, so.
Oh, jeez.
And Jimmy, do you look after yourself body-wise? Is that why you find yourself attractive?
Mate, I'm 50 years old nearly, and I've got a bit of a pot on me, but it looks pretty good.
Well, it must look pretty good because you're completing.
And so, Jimmy, you're oiling yourself up. You've shaved all your hair off. You're oiling yourself up. Isn't that a messy process?
No, not really.
Yeah. What? Do you have to have a full shower after having all the oil on you?
Oh, you do it in the shower, mate. And you have the shave, then you come out and have an oil, and then you have a look at it and keep going.
Brilliant stuff. Well, thank you for sharing, Jimmy.
The laugh at the end was the best. I wanted to ask Jimmy if he would find...
We'll go back to Jimmy. Go for it.
Sessions without the mirror, boring. If you masturbate without one, is it boring?
Sorry, was that, mate?
Like, if you're not using a mirror, do you kind of go, oh, this is not as fun?
Oh, shower. You always do it in the shower in the morning.
Oh, okay. So he's combining a shower and a mirror.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Sorry. How are we finding this, Sammy J?
I just feel like we actually interrupted Jimmy right then, mid-oil. I feel like he felt an obligation. He was doing it. He was listening. He's like, oh, gosh, that's a very pertinent, relevant question. I should let them know. But then we were sort of getting in his way by the end, and he wanted to get back to business.
Well, let's see how Katie's doing. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
You masturbate in front of the mirror?
Yes, I have done it before.
You have done it? So not regularly, but you have?
Yes.
Why?
Gotta get a good look of what's going on down there.
Yeah, sure.
Are you standing up?
No.
No.
Those legs have got to be wide open and you gotta get a peep show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And did it start off like your intentions were, I'm going to do this in front of the mirror? Or were you just looking in front of the mirror and went, I could go for this?
No, well, my bed's in front of the mirror, so...
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, how you going?
Hey. Hey, look at this.
Wow.
And do you find yourself attractive?
I guess so, yes.
Yep. That's fine. So do I. So.
I think everyone speaking in this conversation right now is damn attractive.
Oh, I think so.
Katie included. I think we should all love our bodies.
Yeah.
And if there's a mirror there, then...
Yeah. Go for it.
Go for it.
Sure.
Good on you, Katie.
Thank you.
Katie, do you use the mirror in sex?
I have, yes, sometimes.
And do you find yourself looking across at yourself a lot during sex?
Yeah. I don't like it as much. Everything's like jiggling when it's
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You start finding where you need,
Tom's flustered.
Thank you very much, Katie.
Wow, well, there you go. You thought it was a rare thing, Tom.
I never thought this was a thing, Sammy J. I didn't think people did it.
And so you used your employer's time to put a survey out there and answer your own creepy little query That's right. The nation.
That's our job.
That's
How can I join you?
Think of weird questions and ask them.
Do you want to hang around for longer, or do you want to trip off?
I told you. You thought I was joking. I'm not going anywhere. Right. I'm staying here till Sunday.
All right, right. Brilliant stuff.
We've got at least another hour, and more if we wish.
133353. Let's go more. Do you masturbate in front of the mirror?
Can I add?
Oh yeah, we're going. You go.
Oh dear Lord, I'm so sorry. I broke the cardinal FM radio rule. Never interrupt a rock song. I have shamed myself and the dynasty.
Go for it. You can add whatever you'd like.
I just want someone to call in who's done it in front of a mirror that did not belong to them.
Oh.
I want to know. Maybe a hotel mirror, maybe a car. I just think we need to add a bit of danger here.
I love that. 133353. If you masturbated in front of a mirror that's not yours.
And can I add?
No.
It's called
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.